Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. And I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, September 28th, I'll talk about an ascension update. I'll talk about the energies our planet is receiving now from both solar flares and the galactic center, and how we're progressing with what's known as the ascension of our planet. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guide. So you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. Remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods which occur three times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get your 2013 Good Timing Guide now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call us toll free at 877-524-8300, and that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that the information I give you weekly can be gotten a lot earlier by ordering my Good Timing quarterly newsletters with email updates. They also include articles about what's happening in the economy, business trends, investment suggestions, and how major news stories reflect the current cycles. Weekly email updates keep you on top of these things, while the quarterly newsletters give you plenty of advance notice of the cycles, so you can take full advantage of them. To order them, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Just click on the link for the Good Timing e-news for 2012 right on the home page. It's discounted, but you still get all the newsletters for the year. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, heads up, everyone. If you're really into the status quo, it's time to buckle up. Tomorrow we have our fall equinox, and this one is a doozy. Now, that's a technical term, of course. It means we have lots of action and plenty of likely changes afoot. So if you happen to like change, hey, you're in the right place. The fall equinox is when the sun enters the sign of Libra, and this is commonly known, excuse me, as the first day, excuse me, of autumn. Now, this year, it occurs at 7:50 a.m. Pacific time or 10:50 a.m. Eastern time on September 22nd. Now, the chart for this moment gives us an excellent look at the energies for the entire fall, and they unfold throughout the coming 3 months. And the chart that I'm using applies to the entire USA. Now, this looks like a highly volatile season. Entrenched explosive energies are prominent during this fall quarter. This is shown by the cycles of Mars conjunct the ascendant and sesquiquadrate Uranus. These cycles can be very warlike, and they can also be used to create breakthroughs, but they may not do so until they explode. So be watchful for safety concerns and take immediate action to correct them if you find them. Note that on a personal level, we may all need more physical exercise than usual to deal with the excess energies that are bombarding us from both the sun and the galactic center. And if we don't get this, we may be the ones who are exploding. Now, the stock market looks very erratic and with plenty of potential for suddenly dropping. This is related to the cycles of Uranus square Pluto, Sun and Mercury opposite Uranus and square Pluto, plus Mars sesquiquadrate Uranus. So part of this could be related to the presidential election, but from a cycles point of view, a drop in the markets is likely even without an election. And there are some positive cycles in the markets as well. Bright spots could include oil, natural gas, shipping, pharmaceuticals, movies, art, and shoes. There's also a little boost for retailers and children's or recreational products. Now, Congress and the president appear to be in a big mess. This is likely due to the fact that it's a lame duck Congress. It has a major amount of work to do before it ends for the holidays. Now, this includes raising the debt ceiling, passing a new budget, or triggering the $1.2 trillion cut across the board. Plus, there's the increased taxes that are supposed to kick in starting January 1st unless Congress changes that. And all of that looks very challenging in this chart. Now, beginning tomorrow, September 22nd, as the sun moves into the sign of Libra, the cycles of sun opposite Uranus and square Pluto come into range. Now, this combination of cycles could be associated with any of the following eight issues. Number one, we could see major political power issues. Now, these are likely to be associated with Congress, our upcoming fiscal cliff, and the upcoming presidential election. We could also have unexpected electrical power losses, similar to or worse than the ones we had at the end of June in the eastern portion of the United States. Now, those occurred shortly after we had the first peak of Uranus square Pluto, and we've just had the second peak of those energies. These power outages could be due to storms or to major solar flares, so be prepared for power disruptions. Number three, we could also experience earth changes of any type, including earthquakes, volcanoes, major fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, etc. Number four, we could also have unexpected changes in leaders or celebrities, such as resignations, ousters, illnesses, scandals, or deaths. Number five, revolutionary protests are more likely. Now, did you see that India is having protest and China is having protests all throughout their country? Those are good examples. And these are likely to be situations that occur more and more often with Uranus square Pluto. Now, number six, new inventions that change the game are likely to show up. And this is most likely to occur first in the field of energy, but there are other possibilities in physics, biology, and genetics as well. So keep your eyes open for revolutionary ideas, including in books, retail, healthcare, and computers. Many breakthroughs are likely this entire fall season, and they could be game changers. So watch for them. Now, number seven, check out the recent YouTube video, I Know My Galactic Family Is Here, Do You? Now, Uranus represents those who are different from us, and that includes foreigners, radicals, and yes, even aliens or our galactic family. So here we are being asked to take back our personal power and stop waiting for authorities to do this job, since they've been lying about it for many years. Now, instead, we're being asked to disclose to each other that we know from our personal experience or from the evidence we've seen that visitors from other planets are in our skies. Now, there's some interesting information in that video about a number of technologies they've given us already, and they discuss that our galactic family is human and seeded us a very long time ago. I'll put the link to this video in my What's Up in the Heavens for today. And plus, I'll also put in a link to a great video which has plenty of evidence from NASA about these off-world visitors. So do I know my galactic family is here? Absolutely, and you probably know it too. So let's stop hiding this stuff from each other and start disclosing it instead. And number eight, if you've noticed, the Chicago teachers are on strike, and this is a problem that was actually brewing for 2 years since we had the Uranus square Pluto come into range, and it's likely to be more and more of those kinds of issues coming up. And did you also notice that they're arresting people from Occupy Wall Street? These are also examples of situations where authorities are overstepping their bounds with Sun square Pluto. Now, these major cycles with the Sun square Pluto and opposite Uranus peak on September 29th, and they stay in range through October 6th. However, notice that the main culprit, Uranus square Pluto, peaked on September 19th, and it will stay in range through March 2019. So think you're going to get through this nearly seven-year period without changing? If so, you better think again. We're all being forced to change if we won't do it willingly. Plus, the next 3 years will be as intense or more so than this one. So if you have old patterns that are holding you back, now is the time to let go of them. It's all about shifting. And remember, you can only shift for you, never for others. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. We finally get some good final results for new starts next week, beginning on Monday night at 4:34 p.m. Pacific Time or 7:34 p.m. Eastern Time. These final results last through late Friday night, September 28th. But the best days are Tuesday and Wednesday, September 25th and 26th, plus late Monday afternoon or evening after the timeout. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the show so you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. So you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on transformationtalkradio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we have time for one more caller today in case you're interested in being that caller. And if you would like to call in, you can call 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and we have another line open if you'd like to call in. We've got time to sneak you on in along with Christine, who's called in. Christine's calling in from Seattle. She had a question about her business here coming up in the fourth quarter. Her birth date is 10/31 of 68 at 1247 from Houston, Texas, and she believes the birth date of her business, which you do ask for, is from February 1st of 2011. And you had another question for her, though. Is that when she registered with the state, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay, is that correct, Christine?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, there we go.
Perfect. So how are you doing, Christine?
Doing really great. This business has really – I actually started work co-contracting with the person that I work with in December of 2010. And
okay.
Then I got around to doing my business license then, February 1st of 2011. But
okay.
It's been going really well.
Okay, great. And I'm just did that for Olympia, Washington. What kind of a place is it? A DBA, like a sole proprietorship, or is it a?
Oh, it's a sole proprietorship. Yes,
sole proprietorship. Did you send that to Olympia?
Or? Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. We have the right chart. We love it. So, what is your question for your company here?
I want to know, you know, it's been going pretty good. My relationship with the guy that I work with, we have a really good relationship. Sometimes it's been, particularly lately, it seems like it's been kind of rocky because we've had to work some things out. So everything you're saying is, you know, is right on target. So I'm just kind of looking at, like, what am I going to be looking at for this rest of this year and into next year? And you know, what particular things should I be doing or not doing, or, you know?
Right. Well, first of all, I want to let you know, you still have some, the ability to bring in some unexpected growth opportunities. Now, this is going to, get back to that late this year, probably early next year too, like January, February. And so that part is very strong. And right now you have a cycle going on that's what I would call a high growth cycle. And so that part is also very strong in terms of being able to assist you with bringing in income and things of that sort. Now, that's going to hang around. It won't fully complete until about next June, the high growth cycles. And there's a whole slew of them. So you've got a whole a whole bunch of them that are going to hit, you know, one after another. And so between now and next June, you know, you should see a fair amount of increase in growth coming into the company.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. So you know, if you have any, ways that you want to promote the company? The company in some way? You sound like you were doing something with somebody else, so there might be some other factors.
We work together on this, but I can, you know, I mean, he's, of course, like anybody, he's very open to ideas about what to do next to promote it. You know, it's been going pretty good, and we're it seems like we have a really good system down now.
Great.
And now I feel like I have the luxury of looking at what else to do.
Right. Right. So you have certainly a great opportunity for unexpected growth opportunities to show up here late this year, early next year, and then, you know, it's just high growth opportunities now through next June.
Okay.
And now, just hold on for 1 second. I want to ask Benny a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Do we have anyone else waiting?
We do, unfortunately, and fortunately.
Okay,
let
me say goodbye to Christine and take this other call then. And thank you for calling in, Christine.
Thank you, Madeline.
And if you want more details, you know, give me a call and we can set up a full consultation.
Yeah, these are free little mini readings. That's what you offer to the general public, which is nice. And Madeline, let's take now Carla. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington, and she is currently self-employed. She's looking for a career direction, so let's give the birthday for her. It's January 3rd of 1960.
Okay.
At 2:01 in the morning.
Wow.
Yep. I know, early morning baby.
Yep.
Thanks,
Where
Mom.
Was she born?
In Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay.
All right. So, Carla, welcome to Cosmic Connections. What's up?
Thank you so much for taking my call. As Benny was saying, my question is about my career and my business. I've been self-employed for about the last 15 years and doing something that I really enjoyed doing and I was pretty successful at. And in the last few weeks, everything is sort of coming to a screeching halt. I'm having some physical issues that are making it difficult for me to continue to do this. And in the last 3 weeks, I've lost about half my client base. So
wow.
Is this the universe's way of telling me to get out or or do I just double down and concentrate on drumming up some more business and continuing on with what I'm doing?
I just want to make a comment about your chart. You have a lot of male energy in your chart. So it more so than you have feminine energy. So
I should apologize.
No. I just want to make a note that could be what's causing you the health problems.
Okay.
Because in our society, feminine energy is not appreciated and not encouraged. And so there's the solar principle is to just do, 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 until you're burned out.
That sounds like my life.
Yeah. I bet it does sound like your life, yeah. My sense is, in the time that I have, is that you need to incorporate the female side of your energies into your life. You need to do less. And, you know, one of the things that I've been teaching for the last 10 years or so is a course called 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business. And we teach this because it's a female way of becoming prosperous, which is more of the energies that we're in now that we're in the two for the 2000. So you know, if you want some assistance with that, I would recommend you download that course. It's an 8-week course, 10 hours, and it comes with study guides. And you're just too far off on the doing. You see, you need more time for being and feeling yourself and taking care of you.
No, I think you're spot on with that.
See? So that's what, and your energy, once your energy goes low, that's when people leave.
Yeah.
It is,
well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also just most of the clients that I'm losing are not because they're not happy with my services. It's a result of them completely changing their lives. Everybody seems to be picking up and moving and starting all over someplace else, which
right.
is great for them, and I can understand that's what's going on, but, you know, it also
yeah,
means
you can attract new ones to you, but not if you're burned out.
Okay.
Okay.
You're probably right about that. Thank you so much for your help.
And thank you for calling in, Carla. I appreciate you doing that. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. When you release things you no longer need, be it possessions, beliefs, fears, old thought patterns, jobs you hate doing, or relationships that don't work, you suddenly get a lot more energy. Space opens up for new things to come into your life. And if you want something new to come to you, like a new job, more money, a new relationship, etc., clean up, release your clutter, and especially release emotions related to anger, frustration, resentment, stress, and anxiety. These emotions are binding you to negative outcomes in your life. Have a breakthrough and let go of these so you can focus on being in joy and creating what you really want. Now, join me again next Friday, September 28th, when I'll give you an ascension update. And I'll be talking about the energies that are coming into the planet from both the solar flares and the galactic center and how we're progressing with what's known as the ascension of the planet and some tips for handling all these energies. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, check out the new program, Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now, next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat, and she is always amazing, and her guests are amazing, too. And for heaven's sakes, enjoy this first day of autumn that will come tomorrow, and the new energies that are coming in with it. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.